heard it before, we've sung it before, but just in case, Julie and I will be mic'd during that hymn. If you want to join us at any time, fine, because it's a little difficult to sing. But if you just want to sit and listen, we are happy to offer you that 4th of July gift this evening. And then also, if you'll look on page 11, you will note that the Lord's Prayer is set to the tune of America the Beautiful, just to give you the heads up on that. We'll begin with hymn number 966. Please stand.
Before you, Lord, we bow, our God who reigns above and rules the world below, boundless in power and love. Our thanks we bring, in joy and praise our hearts we raise to you, our King. The nation you have blessed may well your love declare, from foes and fears at rest, protected by your care. For this bright day, for this fair land, gifts of your hands our thanks we pay. May every mountain high, each vale and forest green, shine in your word's pure light, and its rich fruits be seen. May every tongue be tuned to praise and joined to raise a grateful song. Earth, hear your Maker's voice, your great Redeemer own. Believe, obey, rejoice, and worship Him alone. Cast down your pride, your sin deplore, and bow before the crucified. And when in power He comes, oh, may our native land from all its rending tombs send forth a glorious band. A countless throng with joy to sing to heaven's high King salvation song.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. For freedom, Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery. Walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. We pray and confess our sins to you, O God. Lord God, you have given us freedom and called us to follow your only begotten Son, to learn from Him, to live and grow in Him, and to tell others of Him. But often we have been distracted by the responsibilities, the busyness, and the temptations of daily life in this world, as we sin against you and one another in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and left undone, not loving you with our whole heart, and not loving others as ourselves. For the sake of Jesus Christ, forgive us, renew us and lead us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office, as a called and ordained servant of the word, announce the grace of God to all of you. In the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. For freedom, Christ has set us free. May he who began this good work in us bring it to completion on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. Alleluia. Amen. Lord of all power and might, author and giver of all good things, graft into our hearts the love of your name and nourish us with all goodness, that we may love and serve our neighbor. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Hallelujah. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. To God on high be glory and peace to all the earth. Goodwill from God in heaven proclaimed at Jesus' birth. We praise and bless you, Father, your holy name we sing. Our thanks for your great glory, Lord God, our heavenly King. To you, O soul begotten, the Father, Son, we pray. O Lamb of God, our Savior, you take our sins away. Have mercy on us, Jesus. Receive our heartfelt cry, where you in power are seated at God's right hand on high. For you alone are holy, you only are the Lord. Forever and forever be worshipped and adored. You with the Holy Spirit alone are Lord Most High, in God the Father's glory. Amen, our glad reply.
Our first reading this evening is from Romans chapter 13, verses 1 through 7. Let every person be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and those that exist have been instituted by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authorities resists what God has appointed, and those who resist will incur judgment. For rulers are not a terror to good conduct, but to bad. Would you have no fear of the one who is in authority? Then do what is good, and you will receive his approval, for he is God's servant of your good, for your good. But if you do wrong, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword in vain, for he is the servant of God, an avenger who carries out God's wrath on the wrongdoer. Therefore, one must be in subjection, not only to avoid God's wrath, but also for the sake of conscience. For because of this, you also pay taxes, for the authorities are ministers of God, attending to this very thing. Pay to all what is owed to them, taxes to whom taxes are owed, revenue to whom revenue is owed, respect to whom respect is owed, honor to whom honor is owed. This is the word of our Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Shout for joy in the Lord, O ye righteous.
Praise befits the upright.
Give thanks to the Lord with the lyre. Be melody to him with the harp of 10 strings.
Sing to him a new song. plays skillfully on the strings with loud shouts.
For the word of the Lord is upright, and all his work is done in faithfulness.
He loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the steadfast love of the Lord.
By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, and by the breath of his mouth, all their host.
He gathers the waters of the sea as a heap. He puts the deeps in storehouses.
Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him.
For he spoke, and it came to be. He commanded, and it stood firm.
The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He frustrates the plans of the peoples.
The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations.
Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord,
the people whom he has chosen as his heritage.
Our second reading this evening is from Galatians chapter 5, verse 1 and 13 through 25. For freedom Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery. For you were called to freedom, brothers. Only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. For the whole law is fulfilled in one word: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. But if you bite and devour one another, watch out that you are not consumed by one another. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh. For these are opposed to each other, to keep you from doing the things you want to do. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are evident: sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and things like these. I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh and its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also keep in step with the Spirit. This is the word of our Lord.
Thanks be to God. Alleluia. Son of God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 8th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed him, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are offspring of Abraham and have never been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say you will become free?" Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who practices sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not remain in the house forever. The son remains forever. So if the son sets you free, you will be free indeed." This is the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
Lift every voice and sing till it let heaven ring. Ring with the harmonies of liberty. Let our rejoicing.
God of freedom and life, we thank you that we have the truth alone that sets us free, and the truth is you, a person, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Alleluia.
Amen.
When I was thinking what I could share with the children this year on Independence Day, I thought of the flags. Notice I said flags, both flags. The United States of America, our flag is red, white, and blue, and the universal church flag of the church is also red, white, and blue. Does anybody know what the colors stand for? I don't. How about red? Blood? What I read said it stood for courage. We can't say blood in front of the children. Just kidding. Courage, and we thank God for all those who especially fought for the freedoms we enjoy, and some of them even gave blood. So courage was the first word, but we'll accept blood, but we want it more for the Christian flag in a minute, okay? Okay, white. Did I hear it over there? Purity. We want to do what's pure and right. Morality, yes. Moralism, no. And then blue? Courage. Courage. Or we could say, I didn't mean to say courage. That was the first one, right? I meant to say faithfulness. True blue, we say sometimes. And now to the church flag. Of course, red, Charlotte always already gave it to us. Red is the color for the blood of Christ. Unless there is the shed blood, there is no forgiveness, it says in Hebrews. White, purity to be sure, just not being moral. But you remember from Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18, it says, though your sins be red as crimson, they will be white as snow. So the washing, not anything we do, it's all God doing everything, washing us clean, as white as snow. And blue, faithfulness. Nothing to do with us again. All we have to do is, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I made some stickers for anybody who wants one. You're not going to get one like this probably anywhere else in the nation. Well, maybe. I hope so. I hope I'm wrong. But we're celebrating on this 4th of July, Independence Day weekend, not just our freedom as Americans, but our freedom in Christ. So we have the United States flag and the church flag for all the little boys who've come to worship, and girls. If you want to come up and get one afterwards. I also have bicentennial quarters given to us by one of our angels. You know what those are? I don't know if you've seen those around anymore, but we better save those for tomorrow. The text for the rest of the sermon is John chapter 8, verses 31 through 36, and we're really concentrating on, if you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And then the last verse, 86, so if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. I want to start with some one-liners about freedom on this Independence Day weekend. The first one goes like this: the truth will set you free, but first it might really tick you off. Thinking of my favorite preacher, Lucy, she said, Charlie Brown, you want to know the truth about you? The truth about you is you don't want to know the truth about you. And it's true of all of us, because left to ourselves, it's not such a pretty picture. One-liner number two: true freedom is found in bondage to Christ. True freedom is found in bondage to Christ. Usually when we think about freedom, we think we get to do whatever we want, right? And here's one that's kind of like that. To be under Christ's control is to have true freedom. And then you might know the old hymn. It's not in the Lutheran hymnal yet, like, lift every voice and sing. How many of you vote that should have gotten the hymnal? No, you don't have to vote. That's a toughy one, isn't it? I love the words, though. Make me a captive, Lord, that I may be free. Anybody ever heard that hymn? Because it's not Lutheran. And I like this one. Because, again, we often think freedom is restrictive. I mean, freedom means we get to do whatever we want, and we don't think of restrictions as a good thing. But listen to this. God's restrictions are like wings to a bird or sails to a ship. I'm going to read that one again. It really got my attention when I had to think about it a little bit. God's restrictions are like wings to a bird or sails to a ship. I read an illustration earlier in the day. It said, are you paddling or sailing? If you're paddling, you're going to get really tired, and you might not go as far and well as you do as you just let the wind fill your sails. Spiritually speaking, of course, the Holy Spirit is the wind. And then my favorite, of course, because I'm Lutheran, quote on freedom is Martin Luther's, a Christian is a perfectly free Lord of all, subject to none. A Christian is a dutiful servant of all, subject to all. I love Luther. On this Independence Day weekend, we still have conversation raging over how this nation was founded. Was it really, truly Christian forefathers that we had, or was it deists who just believed in a God of creation and then just left us to fight for our own? I have a quote from the Constitution. Can't argue with that, right? To declare to the world our belief in a personal, infinite God, our Creator, who endowed them with certain inalienable, or absolute rights. The argument continues. And if you look at our world, you might begin to wonder if it was founded on Christian principles. how far we've come away from that. I'm not talking about morality. Did you see what Germany just adopted today? I know it's not America, but American states have adopted similar measures relative to morality. But the ultimate in the Christian faith is grace. We all want grace for ourselves, but are we as free to give it to others who don't act the way that we think they should, or God thinks they should, or we want them to? The freedom that we're talking about here is kind of alien to all of us, we have to admit. We're a lot more willing to receive grace sometimes than give it. And we don't even have to think about it, right? That's just the way we react. Our feelings get hurt, our sensibilities get crossed, and nobody has to tell us, get mad, be hurt, protect yourself, judge. That's just the way we are. The freedom that is talked about in this text is actually something kind of foreign to what I've celebrated all of the Independence Days of my life. I only have one life, I think. And it has to do with a story I read. It's kind of a funny one. I don't know if it's true, but it does have truth. Two middle-aged couples went to a memory clinic. They were having trouble remembering things, so they went to get some clinical help. And one of their other friends asked him, Fred was his name, how the memory clinic went. And Fred said, it was really helpful. I learned a lot, and I haven't had a problem since. And so his friend said, sounds like something I could use. What was the name of the clinic? And Fred all of a sudden forgot. He thought and he thought, but he couldn't remember. And so he asked his friend, he said, what do you call that flower with the thorns and the long stem? And his friend said, a rose. And he said, Rose, what was the name of that clinic we went to? In the psychological world, memory is an organism that helps us recall things, right? To store and retain and to recall information and experiences. In the Bible, the Greek word for truth, which is in our text, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free, has a literal meaning to remember. That's what freedom is. I'd never heard this before, and that's why I'm clinging on to it, because I like it, and it only gets better. Freedom is not only to remember, but ultimately to be remembered. In the wake of 9-1-1, you can all say with me together the theme, we will never forget. And it applies across the years, right? We apply it to all those times and eras and persons who have fought for freedom. We will never forget. That's what this weekend's about. We're remembering and giving thanks to God for all who have fought for the freedoms we have enjoyed. Ultimately, the freedom to worship God publicly and openly without repercussion. But is the ultimate theme of this weekend in our lives, we will never forget, or he will never forget? Referring, of course, to God. I like the second part, especially the Bible verse that says, I will remember their sins no more. That's true freedom. Freedom from condemnation, which you know we all should receive. Freedom from judgment. And so I want to close with a prayer that was written by a man by the name of Peter Marshall, former chaplain of the United States Senate. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, thou who art the way, the truth, and the life, Hear us as we pray for the truth that makes us free. Teach us that liberty is not only to be loved, but to be lived. And Jesus lived it for us. Liberty is too precious a thing to be buried in books. It costs too much to be hoarded. Help us to see that our liberty is not the right to do as we please, but the opportunity to please, to do what is right, like that ultimate freedom man Jesus did for us, and we pray in us. That's the truth that sets us free. A person. Alleluia. Amen. Our God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, our shelter from the stormy blast, and our eternal home. Under the shadow of thy throne, thy saints have dwelt secure. Sufficient is thine arm alone, and our defense is sure. Before the hills in order stood, or earth received her frame, from everlasting thou art God, to endless years the same. A thousand ages in thy sight are like an evening gone, short as the watch that ends the night before the rising sun. Time like an ever-rolling stream soon bears us all away. We fly forgotten as a dream dies at the opening day. O God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, be thou our guard while troubles last and our we pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Almighty God, you sacrificed your Son that we may be set free from the power of sin and eternal death. We give thanks for those who have gone before us in faith and for those who have sacrificed their lives in service to this country that we may freely worship you and call upon your name in thanksgiving and in time of need. Gracious Lord, you have blessed this land with the bounties of farm and factory, the beauty of forest and mountain, and you continue to provide our daily bread in what we need for this body and life. Continue to bless this nation, state, and community. Preserve our liberties and enable our leaders to govern with wisdom and justice. Give us willing hearts to observe laws of order and to work together for the common good of others. Guard us from calamities and disaster, and continue to call many to true freedom in you, both now and for eternity to come, through Christ our Lord. Merciful Father, you are our help in ages past and our hope for years to come. We humbly ask you to be the help for those now in need, facing physical trials, uncertainty, and grief. Grant them trust and faith in your promises to come. When times are prosperous, let our hearts be thankful, and in troubled times, do not let our trust in you fail. Especially in prayer this evening, we are remembering the Grab family at the death of Susan's father, Kenneth Robinson Sr. Let us pray. The Lord has given, the Lord has taken away. The name of the Lord be praised. We thank you, O Lord, for following your servant Kenneth all the days of his life with your goodness and mercy, especially as he served as a pastor in your church, and so many came to know you through your work in and through him. And now, as the family mourns his death, we celebrate that they are cognizant of your mercy and grace and eternity for Kenneth, also for all who are free in you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Also, this evening, we're especially praying for Beulah Weaver. Last week, we prayed for her. She was at Chester Hospital. She had a fall, and today, she's at Memorial Hospital in Carbondale. I visited her for the second Saturday in a row, and I'm so thankful to see her smiling still. Let us pray. Thank you, O Lord, for your gift of Beulah, and for her smiling through the pain and suffering and wonder of things earthly. We celebrate that her faith is still strong in you, so she can smile even when times are difficult. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And then finally, we're celebrating with the Kirkland family at the birth of Eliza Lenore Kirkland, great-granddaughter of Connie Kirkland, granddaughter of Patrick Kirkland, and daughter of Matt Kirkland. Connie, tell me the mother's name. Matt's. Huh? Okay, Veronica. Let us pray. Thank you, O Lord, for the gift of new life and for the gift of life in you. We look forward to Eliza Lenore being washed clean in the waters of holy baptism, and in the meantime, for your promise that you are with her always with your unconditional love. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Alleluia. Amen.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, you in heaven live, so we adore your name. Your reign into our hearts
hearts now give what you wished on the same. Oh, give us what we need this day, erase our every wrong, as willingly we set those free who've lived in sin so long. Take far from us the tempting thing, all evil put away. The land o'er which you rule as king has power that's here to stay. Your glory is forever nigh, your glory wins the day. Our Father, you in heaven live, but to your here done. Let all who seek the Lord rejoice with pride his name put on. He recalls his promises with shouts of joy, a song thanksgiving does prolong. Thank the Lord and sing his praises. Thank the Lord and sing his praises. Sing his praises, thanksgiving to prolong.
We do give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have made us new creations in Christ as his redeemed and restored people. Having been forgiven, lead us to lives of humble service through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Alleluia. Amen. For freedom, Christ has set us free. We walk by the Spirit as we serve the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Alleluia. Amen. Go in God's name by faith and in peace as you serve him. Thanks be to God.
Eternal Father, strong to save, whose arm hath bound the restless wave, who bids the mighty ocean deep its own appointed limits keep. Oh, hear us when we cry to thee for those in peril on the sea. Christ, the Lord of hill and plain, o'er which our traffic runs amain, by mountain pass or valley low, wherever, Lord, thy people go, protect them by thy guarding hand from every peril. Spirit, whom the Father sent to spread abroad the firmament, O wind of heaven, by thy might save all who dare the eagle's flight, and keep them by thy watchful care from every peril in the air.
tempest, fire, and foe, protect them wheresoe'er they go. Thus evermore shall rise to thee glad praise from